There's a phrase which expresses that a bad person or a poor thing in a group will do harm to others or take objective influence to the members in the whole group, or even the worst it deadly would ruin the entire group. What it? Let's listen to the simple situation a dialogue and find it.
Dialogue. I'm so boring. I don't like my new job at all.
What did you say? You're not satisfied with your new job?
Yeah, I do.
What do you want? Your new job sounds too good to be true. Interesting work, high pay, short hours. Is there any fly in the ointment?
But I have no freedom.
Okay, guys, have you spotted it? So silent, no one getting the answer? Well, this is what I expected. It's really hard to spot it today. I will give some tips. With the development of language in modern English, it is used to express an unpleasant thing, 表示美中不足的意思, or express something small spoils your fun, 表示使人扫兴的事情, and refers to the flaw, inconvenience, or impediment in arrangements, 表示事情中的麻烦、缺陷或是障碍。However, all of the above meanings come from its original meaning I've mentioned. And now, let's listen again, try to find it. Alright, this time have found it? Come on, have a shot. It doesn't matter if you are right or wrong, and what I like is your active participation.Julia, it seems that it is a fly in the ointment. Yeah, that's right. It is a fly in the ointment. This phrase comes from旧经圣约传道书中的第十章。The original sentence is, dead flies cause the ointment of apothecary in a sinful's thinking saver. So there's a little folly that is in reputation and our. Fly 是苍蝇的意思。Ointment 是药膏油膏的意思。A fly in the ointment 字面上的意思就是药膏里的苍蝇。The front part of the sentence above in the Bible 意思是说一只苍蝇使得做香的油膏发出臭气。本来做香的油膏是有香气的，由于一只死苍蝇而使全部的油膏发臭。这是不是有点像我们中文里所说的一颗老鼠屎搅坏一锅汤呀？Something like a black sheep which is slain. 这有点像这个俚语 A black sheep 意思是害群之马败家者败类，可不要把它认为是一只黑色的绵羊。 Let's look at another part of the above sentence from the Bible. 后面的意思是这样一点愚昧也能败坏他的智慧和荣誉。可见 the Bible 都是 perfectionism 的说教，但是在现实生活中，人物玩人，物玩物， everything has one more face. 因此 a fly in the ointment 就有了美中不足、使人扫兴的事情、事情中的缺陷、麻烦或障碍的意思。Let's look at more example sentences with the phrase fly in the ointment. Another fly in the ointment was that Xiang Zi had nearly gotten to fly that morning when the rickshaw pullers were having their feast. 还有点美中不足的地方，早晨给车夫们摆饭的时间，祥子几乎可能打起来了。This is the sentence from well-known literature called 骆驼祥子 written by 老舍, a Chinese famous writer.It was a very good party. The only fly in the ointment was that old girl drunk and started amusing everybody. 那是一个非常好的聚会。美中不足的是主人喝醉了并开始辱骂每一个人。Talking of a fly in the ointment, which means an unpleasant thing of a pleasant thing, well, more expressions which are as follows. To spoil the fun, to be a wet blanket, which is a slang, to kill joy, to dampen interest. And now let's study dialogue. Please write down the key phrases while listening to the recording.
Dialogue. I'm so boring. I don't like my new job at all.
What did you say? You're not satisfied with your new job?
Yeah, I do.
What do you want? Your new job sounds too good to be true. Interesting work, high pay, short hours. Is there any fly in the ointment?
But I have no freedom.
And now, have you done? I think these phrases should be built in our mind. Number one, not at all. 一点也不. Number two, be satisfied with 对什么什么满意. Number three, too太怎么怎么样而以至于不能做某事. Number four, high pay 高薪水. Number five, short hours 工作的时间短. Number six, have freedom, have no freedom. 有自由没有自由. The translation of the whole dialogue is 真无聊, 我一点都不喜欢我的新工作. 你说什么? 你对自己的工作不满意? 对呀，我就是不满意。 那你想干什么? 你的新工作真是太好了, 有趣味, 薪水高, 工作时间短, 还有什么不足之处吗? 但是我没有自由呀。 Let's learn key sentences in the dialogue. The first key sentence is, I'm so bored. 意思是真是无聊。 在这一句中, bored 是动词 bored 的过去分词, 意思是无聊的、厌烦的作为形容词用。 但是它有个现在分词 boring 人作形容词用, 意思是令人厌烦的、无聊的、乏味的。 那么我们如何正确的运用呢? 举例告诉大家, 如果主语是物,就用 boring, 如果主语是人,就用 bored. Let's look at some more example sentences. He rattled on her about his job, not noticing how bored she was. 不喋喋不休地说自己工作上的事,没注意到他有多么的烦你。 I'm rather bored by the rumor. 这谣传我真是听厌烦了。 This is one of the few gratifications of an otherwise boring job. 这是枯燥的工作中少有的一项乐趣. The second key sentence is, You are not satisfied with your new job. 意思是你对你的工作不满意。 在这一句中要注意, Be satisfied with is a sad phrase. Satisfied 是动词 satisfied的过去分词, 意思是感到满意的。 Satisfying 是 satisfied的现在分词, 过去分词和现在分词都做形容词用。 Satisfying的意思是令人满意的。 那么两个都做形容词用, 我们如何正确的用呢? 很简单, 道理同上面所说到的 boring 和 bored 是一样的。 主语是物用现在分词, 主语是人用过去分词。 For example, I'm not at all satisfied with the present situation. 我对现状根本就不满意。 Let me assure you that your service is quite satisfying. 让我向您保证您的服务是令人满意的。 The third key sentence is, Good job sounds too good to be true. Interesting work, high pay, short hours. Is there any fly in the ointment? 这句话的意思是, 你的新工作真是太好了。 有趣味、薪水高、工作时间短, 还有什么不足之处吗? 在这一句中要注意三个要点。 第一个是短语 too 是太什么什么这样而以至于不能做某事的意思。 我认为文中的句子翻译是不准确的。 这个翻译我觉得应该是, 你的工作真是好, 好得让人简直不敢相信是真的。 For example, The boy is still too young to go to school. 那小孩还小,还不到上学的年龄。 第二个要点是, A fly in the ointment 用于疑问句中要改为 any, or 在肯定句中可以为的。 这个短语 fly 前面的冠词不是一成不变的。 For example, The only fly in the ointment was the bad weather. 唯一美中不足的是恶劣的天气。Third, 第三个要注意的是 interesting work, high pay, short hours. 这三个短语在句子中做的是主语 job 的补足语。Third key sentences is, but I have no freedom. 你可以这样说 I don't have any freedom.Well, so much to absorb today. It suggested that you should absorb them with a quiet state of your heart so that what you learned can be brought into right practice and is unforgettable. It's time to say goodbye to you. Have a nice day. Remember to review what you have learned in the morning after work. May you have a nice day. Thank you for listening this time. See you next time. 今天讲了可不少啊。我们需要有一种安静的心态去消化知识，这样才能真正的正确的运用到实际中来，欲速而不达。如果我们是一种轻浮的心态去学习，这样很容易忘记知识。好了，现在又要跟大家暂时在空中告别了，祝您这一天工作顺利，不要忘记下班后温习功课。感谢您的支持收听，下次再会。그럼이따이따다시하세요